Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Welcome back to What's Up. This is the podcast where I discuss the Chris Watts murder case. Thank you again for joining today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for all your comments and your feedback. It is sincerely appreciated. I read every single one and I try to incorporate it to the best of my ability. So thanks for being here with me. In this episode, I want to talk about something that I've thought about again and again and again, and it has always been on my mind since the beginning. Why do people have sympathy for Chris Watts? Now, maybe you listening don't have any sympathy for him, but I think some people do. Maybe it's a very small percentage, but these people are out there. And I'm not just referring to his mom, or his dad, or his sister, or his family in general. There is a percentage of the population who A, doesn't think he did it, and B, even if they do believe he did it, they still feel sympathy for him. Why? Why do people have sympathy for the devil? So there is a famous song, I'm sure you know it, the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil. It is the opening track of their 1968 album, Beggar's Banquet. The Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil, was intended to be an analysis of the dark side of humanity. The lyrics focus on atrocities in mankind's history from Satan's point of view, including the trial and death of Jesus Christ. So from the song, made damn sure that the pilot washed his hands to seal his fate. European wars of religion. Again, in the song, I watch with glee while your kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. The violence of the Russian Revolution of 1917 and 1918 and the execution of the Romanov family during World War I. I stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change, killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. And World War II. I rode a tank, held a general's rank, and when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. The song was originally written with the line, I shouted out, who killed the Kennedy? After RFK's death on June 6, 1968, the line was since changed to, who killed the Kennedys? Because, as you know, there was more than one Kennedy who was killed. And the answer is, after all, it was you and me. So that is really the key phrase of the song. After all, it was you and me, which is a way of saying that the devil is not the one or the other, but eventually each one of us. Right? Okay, so I saw a post on Facebook a few days ago. It was a photo of Chris Watts, and the caption said, "Good morning, everybody. Except to this evil scumbag." I cracked up laughing. I was like, yeah, exactly. Why don't people see him as evil? Why do some people give sympathy to him? That's a really interesting question. Why do they? So why do people sort of, in a way, let him off the hook, at least just a little bit? I mean, obviously he has a life sentence in prison, but there are people out there who sort of have like a little bit of mercy for him. So some of these people would be the women who write him love letters in jail. So when there's so many lonely single people out there on Match.com and all these dating apps, why is it that Chris Watts gets a slew of love letters in jail? I think he's already had two girlfriends. Maybe he's on his third. Women are throwing themselves at him while he's in prison. Do they know why he's in prison? Do they care? So is this like, we think you were railroaded and I'm going to be there for you? Or is this, hey, I know what you did and that turns me on? I'm sorry to say, I know that sounds awful, but I do wonder the psychology of someone who wants to be a romantic partner of someone who did what Chris Watts is in jail for doing. Why? So also, another example of this is when the detectives visited Chris in prison, and Chris asked them, does Sandy, meaning Shanann's mother, does Sandy know that you're visiting me today? And they said yes. And they said, you know, you may find this very hard to believe, but Sandy told us that she, it, this may surprise you, but Sandy still loves you. And Chris, you can hear his voice. He is completely heartened by this. Like, he's just absolutely overcome. Because obviously, one would assume he has a tremendous amount of guilt and shame over what he has done. So I think that knowing that Sandy still loves him takes some of the sting out of it. So as Sandy had told the detective, supposedly, he was our son-in-law for 8 years. You can't just turn that off. And I think to myself, you can't? Why not? I think if there was ever a time to turn that love off, this is the time. I give Sandy a lot of credit for being a very warm and big-hearted person, that she is able to continue to love or convey this message to him, considering and in spite of what he did. I mean, that's huge, you know? But why? What is the psychology of that? Why have sympathy for him at all? Does he deserve this? You know? And this also makes me wonder, did Sandy actually even say this? Now, I assume that she did, and I assume she condoned the detective's ability to convey this message to Chris. I hope that's the case. I don't know if it is. I hope so. Because I would hate if they just sort of use that as leverage to soften him up, to get him to talk. Because maybe that's what they did. Maybe Sandy didn't say that at all. So I sincerely hope that Sandy did say that, even though I think it's nuts. I hope she said that, and I hope she said, yes, it's okay to tell Chris that we said this. Okay? So as I said, Chris seemed very heartened by this. It seemed to alleviate some of his shame that he is feeling. You know, I don't say that he actually deserves that, but what can you do? All right. So when the detectives, this was Dave Baumhover, this was Graham Coder and Tammy Lee. Now, Tammy Lee, as you know, she famously administered the polygraph. When they were visiting him in the Dodge Correctional Facility, when they entered the room and they were sort of like, remember me? Like they were old friends meeting for beers. I always found this like really creepy. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it. I just thought it was cringy and creepy. And it's like, hey, you know why he's there. I know why he's there. Why the civility? Why be so nice to him? And I'm just going to answer my own question. And I know the answer is because they wanted him to talk. Because you're not going to get someone to talk while you're being aggressive with them. They're just going to shut down. Chris is serving 3 consecutive life sentences plus 86 years. He has absolutely no motivation to talk to them. He's under no legal obligation to talk to them. No one was holding a gun to his head. He didn't have to talk. But if they were going to be nice and jokey and civil with him, then maybe he would feel the inclination, using one of his words, to speak with them. And he did. And he talked with them for several hours. If you haven't listened to this interview, I strongly suggest you do. It is mind-blowing. Okay? So, they do speak with him, and they have a very sort of jovial conversation, like they're a bunch of friends getting together for a college reunion. They reminisce over the polygraph test, and they joke how Tammy is referred to Tammy the Terminator, and she jokes and says, I am not. Now again, I'm not faulting any of them. I understand that they wanted him to talk, and maybe they didn't think he would unless if they came at him in a very gentle manner. And they did, and he did talk a lot, okay? But why does Chris get treated with this sort of, you know, rock star status, this kid gloves? He seems to be treated like he's a king or something, like he has to get this very special treatment. And I ask myself this again and again. Is this because he always came across as a gentle man? Is this because his entire life, people thought of him as good guy Chris, as a nice guy, as a shirt off his back, as the kind of guy who would help you change a flat tire and give you a ride to the airport and always did the right thing and was always soft-spoken and gentle? And, you know, there was a some comment that Nate Trinistash, the next-door neighbor with the video camera, that supposedly he heard them screaming at each other late at night. He since recanted that. He said that wasn't true. Now, I don't know why he would make that up, but he said they weren't screaming at each other. And friends said that he was never, you know, aggressive with Shanann, and he never said a bad word, and he was always very loving towards her. So what was it? Like, you know, how he just kind of turned into the Hulk, or he changed molecules and became this other person, if only for that one night. Is that why people have sympathy for him? Because it was such an extreme departure from who he naturally already was all of his life, and this was just some sort of a momentary lapse? Is that why they give him sort of a break a little bit? It's really curious, you know? It's really strange to me. Does he deserve to have them joke around with him and have this, like, nice conversation? I don't know. So in my humble opinion, I feel the sympathy that he receives is for two primary reasons. This is my observation. Number one, he has these sort of nice, boyish good looks, big brown eyes. And as I said in another episode, Sherilyn Cadle, who wrote the book Letters from Christopher when she met with him in prison, she said that when she was speaking with him that his eyes turned black. Now, I realize the suggestion there is that, like, he had some sort of demonic sort of thing going on there. Now, I, as I said before, and I still say again, I don't believe that. I'm not saying that Sherilyn wasn't staring across the table at a murderer who was talking about how he murdered his family, and this wasn't incredibly disturbing for her. So maybe she saw something that was very disturbing, and then this is how she sort of explained it. So maybe that's what it was. But I think that he just looks like a regular guy, sort of nice looking. And I think that's part of the reason why maybe he gets some sympathy, because he just looks like every man. Right? He's also very polite. He says sir and ma'am and please and thank you. And he has all of the politeness about him. So people are sort of deceived by this, I guess. I mean, was he wearing a mask his entire life with this please, sir, and thank you, and I'm going to be this super helpful, nice guy, while he was hiding this other identity? You know, some people think there is a woman who talks about him as a covert narcissist. And that's how they explain him. Like, he was playing a role, you know. This wasn't really who he is. He just played a role. And he kind of fooled people. He duped them a little bit. So, like I said, I feel like Chris does seem to get let off the hook by his own family, of course, that makes sense to me, but others as well. And was this because he came across as kind and gentle? Is this because we are programmed to believe that good people do good things and bad people do bad things, and there are no, like, you know, variations of that? There's no shades of gray? So when in reality, when good people do bad things and bad people do good things, this is an everyday occurrence, but maybe we have a hard time kind of making sense of it. So we can't really see the forest for the tree. So one person who comes to mind is Michael Jackson. So I and everyone I know of my generation grew up with Michael Jackson and spent decades just loving this guy. Like, he was just the most incredible entertainer anyone had ever seen in the world, from the time he was a little boy of like 5 years old up until his death. And we spent decades just loving him, listening to his music, dancing, singing, karaokeing. He was a god. He was a god. They had like statues of him. He was a god. I still listen to his music. I still think he was the greatest entertainer the world has ever seen. That won't change. It doesn't mean that I condone the allegations that have been leveled against him. So right before his death, he was working very hard on another world tour, which was called This Is It. And after he died, they turned it into a documentary where they documented the making of this tour, which never actually happened, obviously, for obvious reasons. Now, I feel the tour itself could have gone a very long way in restoring his public image, possibly. I mean, I'm assuming that was a very large part of the impetus for this tour. And it could have improved public perception and maybe, like, even washed away some of the allegations. And he could have gotten some redemption from it. I think that was the objective. It never actually happened. He never got to really clear his name or fight these, you know, allegations, nothing. So he just kind of went to his death disgraced. But, you know, the question is, where does the love for Michael Jackson go? Does it just disappear? People wanted to love him. People did love him. I still love him. The love is still there. It doesn't just go away, right? So maybe in some ways, that's what Sandy Rusek was saying. I still love him anyway, regardless, even if that seems impossible to believe or understand. I can't turn it off, right? And I think that's perfectly reasonable in a way, even though I think it sounds nuts. It's just, I guess the human mind is just so complex and we can't really understand it, you know? I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here. But okay. So back to Chris again. Does he get a free pass because he seems like Mr. Nice Guy and everyone just bought into this his entire life until this myth was finally shattered? Was he, as some suggested, a covert narcissist just wearing a mask his whole life? And he never actually was this nice guy? He was just playing the role of a nice guy and he nailed it. He nailed this role. Is that what was going on? He just was pretending. And even now, after being convicted of triple homicide, plus the death of his unborn son in one of the most sadistic, barbaric, worst crimes imaginable, after strangling his wife and smothering his children and discarding them in oil tanks, is it possible that he's still fooling people? He's still convincing them that he's a nice guy and people are still buying it. You know, I guess people do have sympathy for the devil in a way. You know, maybe as the song goes, maybe there is no absolute good or absolute evil. And the answer is, when after all, it was you and me. Which is a way of saying that the devil is not the other one, but eventually each one of us. Okay, those are my two cents for today. Thank you again for listening. Thank you so much for all the feedback and the comments. I read every single one, the good, the bad, the ugly, I don't care. Keep them coming. Thank you so much. It is greatly appreciated. Also want to let you know, I do have a updated website now. I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions. I do have a form there so you can leave comments. So tell me more about what you think. I'm totally okay with it, whether you like it or don't like it. I love a good conversation. I love a good debate. There's nothing like it. It's wonderful. It's great to hear everyone's side. So If you'd like to find me online, it is whatsupnow.com. That's WATTSUPNOW.com. Whatsupnow.com. Thank you again and have a fantastic day. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.